and I was going much slower than usual.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I went bitching and moaning about traffic.
I don't know what you're talking about. I love traffic. Good afternoon.
Hey.
It's Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Coming up this morning...
Aha! Ding, 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 ding.
Coming up this afternoon...
I get $10 for that. Hey, where's my $10?
A 9-year-old was attacked by a shark.
That's hilarious.
And that doesn't seem great.
Sounds really bad.
We're going to talk to you if you fought an animal in the Animal One. We also are going to talk a little hockey with Hall of Famer Luke Robitaille from the LA Kings.
Get the hell out of here.
Your first movie date.
That would be Jaws.
Jaws for Sluggo.
I was 11.
That's a pretty weird one right
there. It was.
And we're up to $1,500?
Is that right? I don't think that's right. I think it's $500 today.
Yeah. What?
Is that right?
No, because somebody missed. All right, hold on.
Yeah, we'll have to.
You know what? We'll get to it.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yep.
And we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. 95.5 KLOS.
I'm going to play the new Fighter's Foo. It's Making a Fire on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. By the way, we didn't get the job yesterday with the winery.
Oh, did they turn us down?
Yeah.
After that amazing video we put on Instagram?
I thought it was a given as well.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I mean, you were bathing in the wine. And
sure.
It's because of their dumb name, Murphy. That's why.
Murphy.
They don't know what they're doing.
Murphy Good Wine, which is really lame.
Murphy Bad Name.
All right, let's talk about
shark attacks, right.
Because that doesn't seem fun or good.
Right.
There was a family from Minnesota that were visiting Miami Beach, and the 9-year-old walked into waist-high water and got attacked by a shark. Listen to this.
Wow.
A Minnesota boy vacationing in Florida with his family has survived a shark attack. That incident happening Sunday in Miami Beach.
Fox 9's BC and Ilieri joining us live in the studio with more on this. And BC, that 9-year-old had to be rushed to the hospital.
Yeah, that's right, Randy. Jay Weiskopf's right shoulder was seriously injured in this attack. Today, the boy's parents are praising their son for how he reacted. The boy's mother telling local media that she and her son were in waist-deep water for only a few minutes. By the time she spotted the 4-foot gray shark, it was too late.
Wow. Waist-high water.
Dun-dun. I know. I always think about that. I mean, that's about how far I go in.
Yeah.
Generally.
That's as far as you go in?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I go in, but waist-deep for a 9-year-old?
Right. Wow.
Does not seem like that's very deep.
Yeah.
That's quite shallow.
Yep.
All right.
I caught a glimpse of the shark. It wasn't very big, but it took a big chunk.
The young boy bitten multiple times. He was rushed to a hospital and into surgery to close the largest wound. In all, he has more than 100 stitches.
You said you saw the pictures.
Yeah, it's gross.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not a fan of it. Over 100 stitches.
Ah. But on the other hand, he's 9. What an awesome thing to go to school and say, hey, check it out, man.
That's my question.
But he's okay, right?
That's my question is if he's okay.
Yes.
If you knew you would be okay, would you get bit by a shark?
Would you be okay with being bitten by a shark? If you knew you were going to be okay.
If you got attacked by a shark, you knew you would be okay.
Right. I think if I was 9, I'm...
Yeah, probably if you were 9.
Yeah. I think I'd probably pass now.
He had all along his side, all up here, and his shoulder. I mean, if it had gotten his face, if it had gotten his leg, it might have been a lot worse, or even his side where there's organs.
He has organs on his side?
That's a stupid place to keep him.
Got really lucky for a horrible situation.
Although he's received a good prognosis, the boy's parents say that doctors are concerned about the long-term effects of his injuries. Weiskopf is expected to be released from the hospital late Monday. With crowds flocking to the area for spring break, his parents say that the beach should be closed.
Oh, no, that's great. That's a great mixture because spring breakers.
Oh, right.
Are known for being safe.
I think Jaws 2, the soundtrack called showing all the people in the water, The Menu. That was the name of the track, which I thought was pretty beautiful.
Yeah, this doesn't seem like that's a good mixture.
Probably not.
Have you ever been attacked by an animal?
I was a chihuahua that I ended up making friends with when I was a
animal.
Kid. But no. No, not really. What you said you were assaulted by a dog.
I was jogging in the neighborhood, and I always jog past the same house, and they've got a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Golden Retriever, which is my favorite kind of dog. And it was just, it had a gate. So every time I would sort of... Yeah. I mean, it didn't bark like that.
Right. It wasn't Cujo.
It barks like a golden retriever.
Yeah.
So one day the gate was open, and it took off after me.
What? Now, why would a golden retriever? That's kind of weird.
I don't know.
They're pretty nice, usually.
Yeah, they usually are.
Did you smell bad? Or
that's very possible. Yeah, I don't
thought
know.
You were a postal worker?
But it ran after me, and it bit me in the leg.
Oh, geez. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did it leave a scar?
Not really.
You want to do a Jaws and start comparing scars?
So I got ripped off is my point.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you had a, you got attacked by an animal, but it can't be, you're still emotionally scarred.
Right.
Yeah. Because Sluggo
don't
and
break
I,
our hearts.
Sluggo and I are not capable of handling emotion.
We're no good at anything.
So if you have a story that is past tense,
right,
you got to run in with an animal.
Maybe a bird. That would be interesting.
Sure.
Yeah.
You can call 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. We have a contest for you to win $500 coming up in the next 15 minutes. And we're also going to talk to Hall of Famer Luke Robitaille from the Los Angeles Kings.
Very cool.
Right now, we're talking about getting attacked by an animal. You have a story?
I was walking my dog through my neighborhood, and another dog came and attacked me and my dog. I don't know if it thought that it was playing with us or what, but it started trying to bite me and started trying to bite my dog, and it actually got a hold of my dog's leg, and I was yelling out for whose dog it was.
Right.
And I ended up actually having to hit that dog, like, in the nose pretty hard so that the dog can let go of my dog. And then that dog's owner came running out screaming at me for hitting their dog.
What? Are you kidding me?
How about keeping that dog on a leash or something?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and she was like, he's just a puppy. And I was like, he was attacking me. And she was like, you have no right to put your hands on my dog.
And you were like, yeah.
Thanks for calling in. Hey, KLOS.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, we're talking about you fought an animal and the animal won.
Wait, is this the Clash song now?
Mm-hmm. I was 5 years old and I got bit by a dog. It was actually on my head.
On your head?
Whoa.
250 stitches.
Whoa, what, how many?
250, actually, because it had a double stitch. So, it was significant. I have scars all over the top of my head.
I thought I was the only person with a head big enough to get 250 stitches.
Yeah, no, it was pretty bad. And the best part was my mom wasn't home as a babysitter. And I still remember the look of horror as I came in with blood gushing.
Oh, sure, because your head just bleeds like crazy. I mean, that's where... So, were you afraid of dogs after that, or...?
Nope, not at all. Not one bit.
Look at that.
I have an 80-pound dog myself right
now.
Look
at that.
Nice, good for you. Hey, thanks for calling in, man.
KLOS, hello.
What's up?
Hey, you were attacked by an animal?
I was, yep. Got bit by a dog.
Damn it, all the dogs.
Dogs, yeah.
Dang it, dogs.
What happened?
Yeah.
I was sixth grade at one of my friend's house, and we're playing in his backyard, and his dog attacked me.
How long did it take you to get yourself free?
I can free myself. His uncle got me free, but it probably went on, I don't know, maybe 30 seconds.
Oh, man.
Which had to seem
like
5 minutes.
2 hours. Yeah.
At some point, did you bite him back?
Remember that next time. Bite the dog back.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And it's time for Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Nonstop rock game.
$500 is up for grabs.
Yes, if you listen closely to this and you can tell us who it is and what the name of the song is and be caller 13 and have a pleasant demeanor, then we can give you $500. You ready?
You could actually be a dick.
Yeah, totally.
To
That's
be
fine,
honest,
too.
You don't
All right,
to,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, take a listen and let us know what it is. Here you go. 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13. Identify that song.
818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
And it is $500 right now. We've got Isaac on the phone. I believe you're ready to play, so I'm going to play you the song. You tell us who it is and what the name of the song is, and you get yourself $500, sir. Here you go. Take a good listen. Well, maybe if I push the right button. Wow, this is just... Here we go. All right, here we go. What is that?
Oh, man. You guys got me. Let's say... I want to say it's Van Halen.
Song title.
Oh, man. Panama. I don't know.
I'm so sorry. That's incorrect.
That is not right.
And you could have used the money for a new phone. So.
Exactly.
So it's worth $1,000 in the next hour between 4 and 5.
Keep listening for the nonstop 1 second of rock to win yourself $1,000 now from KLOS. Would you like to tell Taylor Molson what you just were saying to me here a second ago?
Yeah. Hey, Tom Morello, can you play my song?
Right.
Would you mind?
And it's not don't.
It's not. Oh,
it's
don't,
improper
grammar. I'm all about grammar. I'm the grammar police.
It's Kevin and Sluggo, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Time to talk to Luke Robitaille from the LA Kings. He's a member of the Hockey Hall of Fame, all-time Kings leader in goals scored, and second highest goal scorer left wing in the NHL, and doesn't know how to work a phone.
That must be me.
All of that is happening. Hey, Luke.
Hey.
Very funny. Very funny. By the way, second goal scorer, but first in points, smartass.
Hey, I got that off your website, smartass. Why don't you have them updated?
Luke. I don't have a website.
No, the Kings website. What's wrong with you, dude? All right. Luke Robitaille.
I miss you.
I miss you too, man. When might a crowd get to come back this season?
Yeah.
This season at all?
I keep hearing rumblings. We're not sure. You know, we're part of a bunch of call, but it's definitely decided by people up north. But you know, we're hoping that there could be an opportunity to have a small amount of fans in sometime in April, which would be amazing.
What time?
We're not sure.
How about one fan?
Who would you suggest for that important job?
I'm just saying, if you could only let one person in, it'd be pretty cool.
If we could have one fan that really likes the Kings.
Right.
It would be Chip, as I think.
All right, Luke, tell me about playing with no crowd. Do the players, was it a big adjustment for them? And how much do you hear the crowd during the game?
It's so weird.
Yeah.
It is the weirdest thing. I talked to Kopitar the other day, and they went to Arizona, and there were some fans, and they just loved it. It was so different. Hey, you know, the weirdest thing is when there's a goal, either side.
Yes.
Because it's like, you know, if you're playing at Staples Center and you score a goal for the Kings, I mean, the crowd is super loud and it's fun. But now you literally, even though they're trying to pump in some crowd noise.
Yeah.
But you hear the player will say, yeah! And it's kind of very eerie because then they kind of get together and then when the visiting team score, a lot of time you don't even know.
Yeah, nothing happens.
You kind of look, you're like, wait a minute, did it go in? Like, oh yeah, I think
wow.
They did.
Yeah, and the announcers go, and they score.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I miss, Luke, is the crowd right behind the goal. Because a lot of times, before the ref signals the goal and before the lights and siren go on, the fans jump to their feet. Like, you can
tell. Because they see it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I miss that.
Luke, I've noticed, like, some bands, we had Dirty Honey do a live show at the Viper Room in this whole lockdown thing, and they didn't feel like it was just practice. It was just practice. Like, it wasn't just that it really seemed like they were putting on a live show for a crowd. I mean, does it feel like you're just in practice a lot of the times for the players?
Oh, no. When the guys start playing, like, you feel the intensity. The games are...
Good.
You know, I give credit to the players. Like, intensity-wise, it's just the same. I mean, these guys, you can feel it in game. You know, what's fun is you even hear more. Sometimes you hear the other. Like, in hockey, I'm not sure everybody's aware of that, but there's a lot of chirping going on.
Yep.
You're inside the glass. And so you could probably get away with more. Not as much in today's world, but, like, you know, you could still get way more than what the NBA would be because the people are right there, you know?
Right, sure.
And so now what's fun is you could literally hear the other bench chirping the guy, and you can hear your bench, you know? That makes it fun for us. There's just a few of us sitting in the stands, and that's it. There's no one else.
I mean, there should be one more, but...
yeah. make you part of management.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, when you were playing, were you a chirper? Is that how you say it?
It depends. If a guy went out of bounds, then you always had to give it back to someone. If you didn't, like, you know, it's like the law of the jungle.
Yeah.
You were going to get in trouble. So sometimes you had to give it back. I wasn't as good as some players. Like, Well, I used to play with a player. His name was Ray Ferraro.
Uh-huh.
He was one of the best. Like, I'd just given it back or given, like, one-liners to guys. Like, we'd just laugh all the time.
Nice.
I wasn't as good as him, but every once in a while, I could think of something clever I had heard before.
So, recently, Sean Walker took a puck right to the face, and that looked awful. Did that ever happen to you while you were playing?
No, the closest I got, I mean, I got a couple pucks in the face, but never like him. I mean, this was like a full 100 miles per hour puck he got in the face, and it literally shattered his face. I mean, I can't believe he was lucky they came back and he's able to play again, because they had to reconstruct, I think, all the his bone structure underneath.
Man, oh man.
The worst I got, like a real slap shot, was on my ear, and it split open like you would cut it with scissors. Mm. That
say to them, hey, take it easy. This face, this is my moneymaker right here. Do not mess with my face.
We're so, hockey players, we're like I always tell people, you kind of have to be a little crazy to play, because your first thought is like, am I going to miss a lot of minutes? Like, I want to get back and play. You know, like your first thought is almost you want to get back and play.
You know, I've always wondered if the movie from the 70s, the Paul Newman movie, Slapshot, I've always heard that. Yeah, are you a fan? Is it really, does it really capture the game, or is it just?
Best hockey movie ever made.
Wow, yeah.
There you go.
Nice.
Agreed.
No, but, you know, in those days, those minor league, they it was that crazy.
Wow.
You know, like it was like a third level down.
Right.
And these guys, there was a point like about 20 years ago, which was way after the Slapshot movie, there was a league that was born in Quebec, in the province where I'm from, mm-hmm. where guys would get paid per fight.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. So the way they would structure the team, they would have like about six really good forwards. And then six other forwards that were just there to fight. And it was like, they would sell out everyone, those little barns.
Right.
Sure.
It was crazy.
Wow.
It only lasted about 3 years, but it was crazy.
Paid for fights. That's great.
But yeah, the hockey, like, it's a funny movie, Slapshot, but it was, there was a lot of stuff like that in those days.
Wow. All right,
happen again today.
One more question about the league and the games that the Kings are playing, because you're really only playing people in your league. So, for example, San Jose just played them, and they're three out of the next five games. Does that favor either team? Because it's not normal.
It favors you when you win.
Sure.
No, you know, it's actually, I mean, that's the way it was done for the pandemic. You only play in your division. It's actually fun to see, because there's an adjustment between game one to game two or game three if you're playing three times in a row.
Right.
And it becomes almost like a little mini playoff series where you know, like, each guy, and so that the intensity picks up too. And it's been kind of interesting. And at the same time, like, now we're in our second half of the season, because it's a shortened season, and it's going to get super intense for all the teams that are in the hunt.
Yeah,
you know, to get a playoff
trying to get a playoff spot.
Because you know, if you lose in overtime or pick up a point because you go to overtime, it makes a huge difference. But if you can win the game in regulation, it does make a huge difference. So there's a lot being said that. You play the next day against the same team. You remember if you got a cheap shot the night before.
Right.
That happens a lot.
This year, there are a lot of really good younger players. And also, guys like Kopitar and Doughty and Brown are really playing out of their minds. How is Dustin Brown playing so well?
Well, he simplified his game. Like, you know, Brownie obviously has been a great player for our team for many, many years. But he narrowed down his game where he's like, okay, we got all these great players around, and he's paying a price. He's playing, we call it, the front of the net on the power play, and he's getting the reward from the guys making all the plays, getting the puck to the net, and he's scoring all the big goals for us around that. You need to have a guy that's willing to pay a price to, you know, possibly get a shot in the face or get a cross check in the back. But he's there, and he's reaping the reward, so it's good for him.
He's always been there, and that's something that I admire about him. All right, we have to go. I apologize. When is the next game, Luke?
Next game's tomorrow in San Jose. Big one. You should know because you keep asking if you could come to the game.
Leave him alone. I told him over and over, don't call Luke at 2 in the morning begging for... Damn it.
I'm just saying. All right, Luke, we appreciate your time. You can watch the Kings games on Fox Sports West for the most part. And then I assume it'll be NBC Sports Network.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Luke. We appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Good talking to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
You got red on you. Huh? You got red on you. Let's go to the Winchester for a little while. Let's hang out.
I'm in.
All right.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And it's a twofer there from Queen. So, you know, have you voted yet? Have you actually gone and...
I have.
Partaken of Marcy's March Bandness.
I have voted.
Today it is AC/DC v Ozzy/Black Sabbath. How did you choose? I can't choose between those two.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't impossible.
It is.
Yeah.
I love them both to tiny pieces. Black Sabbath is one of the first bands I remember hearing. AC/DC is one of the absolute all-time favorite bands. Yep. Always has been.
When they played Coachella, they were so great.
I don't think they've ever put on one suck show ever, AC/DC. But neither has Ozzy.
I voted for Def Leppard. That was my choice.
I guess that's been cleared up now or whatever.
Good.
Yeah, so the Final Four is going to happen not this weekend, which is an 80s weekend, but next weekend, and that'll be with JD. He will ride herd on all of that. But right now, Ozzy and Black Sabbath is 52% to AC/DC's 47%.
That's a dead heat, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So please, go and vote 95.5KLOS.com.
You know what we should do? We should give away money.
Hey, that sounds like a really good idea.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
95.5KLOS of the California's rock station, Kevin and Sluggo. We have Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock
game.
So we play you a second, and if you can identify the artist and the song title, you will win this hour $1,000.
And if you don't, for some reason, decide not to be able to identify it, that'll roll over. It'll be $1,500 in the 5 o'clock
hour. I did forget to mention that you have to be caller 13.
Got to be caller 13?
Then you can identify it.
And
yes.
Yeah, tell us the name of the artiste and the song title. Here you go. Take a close listen, then give us a call. 818-955-KLOS is the number. 818-955-KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
Who's this?
This is John.
John, you're caller 13.
Woo!
Oh, wow.
Dang, well done. Are you ready to play our precious little game?
I'm ready.
All right.
We're going to play this song. You tell us who it is. And,
we're not going to play a song, but we will play you a clip.
1 second.
All right.
Non-stop rock.
It's for $1,000 if you can name the artist and the song title. You ready?
I'm ready.
Give it a listen. What is that?
That is Rat Round and Round.
Wow!
Nicely done!
$1,000.
Woohoo!
Nice.
You got $1,000.
That's great.
Congratulations, man. What do you think you'll do with it?
Oh, man, a case of beer and cheap sunglasses.
There you go.
That is a good use of that cash.
That's right.
It'll eat up all of that $1,000, too. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and Tuesdays at 5, we do Taste Test Tuesday.
Just an excuse to eat stuff on the air. And look, correct. I got some chips. I have to tell you, I kind of cheated this time. Usually we like to not have them beforehand.
Right.
But I had to try these black truffle potato chips.
Black truffle.
Yeah, they are so censored good. And someone pointed out to me that I hate mushrooms, but I love truffles, which doesn't make any sense. Yeah, you take that, you scrape it all up, and suddenly it's kind of good, kind of tasty. I don't mind it's a mushroom anymore. This all came from Galco's in Highland. Do you know that place by chance?
No.
I first ran into it on Huell Hauser a million years ago. Well, this is amazing! He went into this little shop, this little store that's been in business for many years, but I think it was in the 60s or so. They started specializing in sodas that you can't find anymore. You know, like that have kind of vanished. Like,
right.
People would come in and go, there was this
specialty type sodas.
Yeah. It's like people come in and be like, there was this root beer that they used to make in Montana back in the, and this guy finds them.
That's pretty cool.
Wow. I'm gonna, isn't it good? You like the potato chip?
I can't figure out
if you like it or not.
I think I don't.
That's what I love about Taste Test Tuesday.
I think I don't.
You never know.
So how can you ruin a chip?
I know, right? By putting some mushrooms on it, apparently.
What's the beverage?
Well, this one This one I don't think I'm going to like. I think I'm going to hate it. But I went into Galco's finding weird sodas and stuff that I thought maybe we would like or hate. McFuddy is what it's called.
McFuddy.
Yeah, which is dangerous to say.
Is
on
it
here.
A soda?
It's a pepper elixir, and it's distinctively strong. It's been bottled since like 1941, and I'm going to pour a little out.
For your homie?
Yeah. And then what do you got? You have a coffee drink with Big Mountain.
I have Caffello Cafe. Espresso coffee soda.
Because we both like a lot of caffeine.
So does that have double caffeine in it?
Yes.
Espresso coffee soda.
And it's kind of perfect because I actually started going into Galco's back in, I think it was the 90s. Looking for Jolt Cola. You couldn't find
it. Which had double, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the sugar and twice the caffeine.
Yeah, you're right.
And one of my favorite things to do with that is to mix it with vodka, and you call that jumper cables. Jolt and vodka, jumper cables. Oh my God, this is awesome. This soda is awesome.
Really?
Yes! I love it. I thought I was going to hate it.
This coffee is very coffee-y.
I like that.
And I don't love the taste of coffee, but if I did, coffee. I feel like I would love that.
Huh.
But I do use coffee for, obvious reasons. Yeah.
I gotta pour out some coffee. Here, try some of that.
All right.
I think that's really good. I thought I was gonna hate it. It doesn't seem very peppery to me.
This is very good radio. I just want to put that out there.
It's extremely professional. Taste test Tuesday. You know, it's just to lead to super fancy food that they'll bring in someday.
McFuddy.
Pretty good, right?
Pepper elixir. Right? Really pretty good.
I know, I'm shocked.
I'd give it a 7.5.
You know what? I'm right there with you. 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to try this coffee one now because I love coffee.
Yeah, I think you'll like it because it tastes like coffee.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice.
That's a nice.
That's a summer spicy meatball. All right, that's pretty good.
So we were successful.
Yeah, you don't like the chips. They are Taurus Select Black Truffle Chips.
I
really like them.
Yeah.
I love them, yeah. I like the elixir. Loving that.
All right.
I'd give the coffee about a 6.
I'd give it about a 3.
No, really?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, coming up next, bad movies for first dates.
95.5 KLOS Southern California's rock station. Toot, Van Halen, hail to the yeah. I got a burp after all that drink we just had. Coming up strong.
You are a weirdo. 95.5 KLOS Southern California's rock station. Let's talk about first date movies.
Yay! Jaws was my first. I was 11.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. Our school, for
was
some
that a
reason.
A real date?
Yeah, well.
Like, it was separate from.
Yeah, you know, we met at the theater, and I paid.
When you were 11?
Yeah. I know. I found out later that was really weird when I was talking to a couple more friends of mine, and they're like, their kids were going, wait a minute, we're 11. We're not allowed to go on a date with someone, but that's what we did.
Did you sneak out?
No, not at all.
Were your parents aware of it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, they're just like, okay.
They just wanted to get rid of you.
That's most likely the case, yeah. And then, like, we went to Jaws and the little girl who lived down the lane, which was about 5 hours worth of movie.
Oh, man.
Unbelievably long.
How do you pick Jaws?
I just was dying to see it. She wanted to see it. Missy Howard was her name. And we by the time Little Girl Who Lived Down the Lane is a Jodie Foster movie.
Oh, okay.
And there's a bath scene in it where she gives the guy a bath.
Right.
And so I reached over and held her hand.
Oh, what a
bold
move.
It was a move, man. Come on.
When you were 11.
11.
That's a pretty good move.
That's great.
I got to be honest.
Yeah. I was like, hey, you should hold my hand now, don't you think? She's like, get away from me.
That's why you pick scary movies.
Yeah, of course.
That's why you do it. Yeah. We're going to take your calls on this topic, bad first date movies. Perhaps somebody took you to one or you took somebody to one.
Right.
I have a list of the 10 worst.
Perfect.
One is Apocalypse Now. Redo. Redux.
Right.
What do you call it?
Right.
Cape Fear.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
Number 9. Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah. Fear, yeah.
Number
sure.
8.
Yeah.
Audition.
I don't know that one.
Never heard of it.
Nope.
But the way they describe it, it sounds like it may be one of the worst movies ever.
For a date.
Schindler's List. Hey, want to go on a date?
You know, I love the music in that movie. Oh, wait. That'd be a perfect date film.
Metropolis.
Oh, man. Fritz Lang, right? From the 20s or whatever. Yeah.
This is maybe my... I'm going to have to watch this. Cannibal Holocaust.
No, that sounds like a pretty good date movie, actually. I'm on board.
Does it?
Yeah.
It says here that it is maybe the most violent movie that's ever been made.
Wow.
Which is quite a claim.
Yeah. I thought that was Gone with the Wind, but okay.
Number 3 is Kids.
Oh my God! Yeah, that would be
that was rough.
Yeah.
Number two is Deliverance.
Depends on how you want the date to go.
Right. Sure.
I know who you're going with.
And number one's The Exorcist.
It's a lovely day for an exorcism.
So, your bad first date movies.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Greta Van Fleet. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Why do you talk from across the room?
To annoy you. Is it working?
It's very strange. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, and we are talking about bad first date movies.
Maybe this wasn't the best film to take that certain someone to right out the gate.
Hello?
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. We're looking for a bad first date movies.
Oh, mine, I can talk the cake. Mine was Alien. We were at the Rosecrans Drive-In.
Right.
And I was underage, but we were still drinking some wine.
Sure.
And we had the windows down, and when that alien come jumping out of that person's chest, I threw up all over the place. No, my boyfriend was like, Julie, couldn't you at least have stuck your head out the window? You threw up all over me, you, and the whole car.
It was a surprise. You didn't know. It just feels like The Exorcist.
How was your second date? Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Oh, my God. Okay. Double feature.
Okay.
Nice.
The Alien.
No, oh, wow.
And The Fly.
And yep. What? The Fly.
The Fly.
The Alien and The Fly with Jeff Goldblum. Yes.
Wow. Did something happen during the double feature? Or not?
I was scared out of my mind. Not only did he take me to see this movie, okay? Who was talking about the Jaws movie? Who went and saw that?
Me!
Sligo did.
Sligo!
Yeah.
Okay, my mom took me to see that movie when I was 8 years old at a drive-in. Scared the shit of me. Cannot even go into the ocean.
Wait, to this day you can't go in the ocean?
To this day.
Wow.
I will not go into the ocean.
Wow. Well, thanks for calling in. Thank you. I have a friend who lives in Phoenix, and he's terrified of sharks because of that movie. And I'm like, he's never been in the ocean.
That's odd.
He's just
not even close to it.
So, of course, I send him pictures of sharks.
Yeah, of course.
Quite often. Hi, KLOS.
Hello.
Hi, we're talking about bad first date movies. You got one?
Yeah, I took my Vietnamese girlfriend to go see We Were Soldiers about the Vietnam War.
What were you thinking?
Did you do that on purpose?
Not really. I kept asking her about the subtitles to make sure they were correct. We wound up getting married, but we're happily divorced now.
Well, congratulations on your nuptials and divorce.
On both, I guess?
Yeah. Hey, KLOS, bad first date films.
Yo, Hereditary. You ever seen that movie?
No, Hereditary.
I think.
What's it about, quickly?
It's like a demon cult movie, and they sacrifice three generations of women.
So your date didn't necessarily enjoy the film?
We got down and dirty in the theater, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Got a little... Okay, it was a little... Let's say the aisles were a little slippery, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not following you here.
I'm not sure what that means.
What does that mean?
Hello?
Moving on, KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin, what's going on, brother?
We are talking about bad first date movies.
It wasn't me, but it was my mom telling me on her anniversary, my dad took her to see Attack from Mars.
Not you, you mean Mars Attacks?
Mars Attacks?
Oh, Mars Attacks.
All right.
Mars Attacks. The alien one. She goes, that son who took me, that's where we went for our date.
That is a weird choice.
That seems more like a movie you would have gone to as a kid.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Check this out. For an anniversary present, he bought her a lawnmower.
I don't want to say it. I hate to say it. I think your dad sucks.
Your dad rules.
I have to say, yes, he does.
Yeah, right on.
He bought her a lawnmower.
Here, go out and mow the lawn, woman.
Nothing more romantic. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Twofer from AC/DC there. Not necessarily to sway you in Marcy's March bandness, but just a little while ago, they are taking on Black Sabbath / Ozzy right now. And Ozzy was kind of winning. And that hurts my soul. But on the
it's
other hand,
close.
If Black Sabbath didn't win, I would hate that too. There's no winning. But you can still go vote in 95.5KLOS.com. And Marcy will give you the results tomorrow.
Right now, let's do Kevin and Sligo's 1 second of nonstop
rock.
Game. We have $500 for you. If you're caller 13, you can identify the artist and the song title from what we're about to play you, which is 1 second of music.
1 second out of the song.
But we promise that it's not, it's a non-stop second.
Yeah.
So.
And we won't put any commercials in
right,
there.
Right.
Yeah, for at least 2 minutes. Whatever that's supposed to mean. All right, enjoy. Here you go. And then give us a call. What is that? 818-955-KLOS. If you think you know, caller 13. If you can identify it, boom, $500.
Good luck.
It's Kevin Eslogos. 1 second of non-stop rock. Game.
KLOS, who's this?
This is Dave.
Dave, you're caller 13.
Bing, bing, bing.
Oh, right on.
Congratulations. Where are you calling from?
Pasadena.
Pasadena.
Pasadena. Pass the donuts.
We had a $1,000 winner last hour, so now it's a new clip.
And it's $500. Did you? Did it sound familiar at all to you when you played it on the air a minute ago?
You know, to tell you the truth, not so much. maybe hearing it again. But,
we'll run it by
I'll
you again.
Give it a shot.
Yeah, we'll be happy to play it for you. All right, so take a quick listen and then give us the name of the song and the artist, and you got yourself $500. Here you go.
All right.
Did you get it? What is it?
Man, I tell you what, I don't know.
Well, take a guess.
Or not. You know,
we're not.
Either way works.
Just throw any song out there. Maybe you'll just hit it like a dartboard. Boom.
Sammy Hagar.
Okay.
Can Drive 55. I don't know. I really don't know.
Why you make him answer?
Because, man, maybe he hit it.
But
you never know.
Have to put him on the spot.
You just never know. It would be so awesome, right? You just guessed weirdly randomly. Oh, well, sorry, man. Thanks, though. Hey, we got to say, too, tomorrow we're not going to be playing the game because we're taking a tiny little spring break, Kevin and I are. So you're going to hear the absolute worst of the show over the last however long it's been, 3 weeks. And then we'll play the game again on Thursday with that little clip you just heard.
95.5. 95.7. KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Imagine being 9 years old, going on vacation to Miami Beach.
Neat.
And getting eaten by a shark. Eaten, that's a strong word. Attacked.
Okay.
He got bit.
Yeah, your story time sucks.
Several times.
I want to imagine this.
Listen to this news report. Okay.
A Minnesota boy vacationing in Florida with his family has survived a shark attack. That incident happening Sunday in Miami Beach.
Fox 9's BC and Ilieri joining us live in the studio with more on this. And BC, that 9-year-old had to be rushed to the hospital.
Yeah, that's right, Randy. Jay Wisecoff's right shoulder was seriously injured in this attack. Today, the boy's parents are praising their son for how he reacted.
The boy's mother telling local media that she and her son were in waist-deep water for only a few minutes. By the time she spotted the 4-foot gray shark, it was too late.
I caught a glimpse of the shark. It wasn't very big, but it took a big chunk.
The young boy bitten multiple times. He was rushed to a hospital and into surgery to close the largest wound. In all, he has more than 100 stitches.
You said you saw that picture.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
It's like in the movie Jaws when they're flipping through the book, like one of those.
Yes. I mean, it's not terrible for
right.
most people, but I just don't like gross. So,
no, right, yeah.
He had all along his side, all up here, and his shoulder. I mean, if it had gotten his face, if it had gotten his leg, it might have been a lot worse, or even his side where there's organs.
Is he keeping organs in his side?
That is odd.
It's a foolish child.
It's an odd place.
So he got really lucky for a horrible situation.
Although he's received a good prognosis, the boy's parents say that doctors are concerned about the long-term effects of his injuries. Wisecoff is expected to be released from the hospital late Monday. With crowds flocking to the area for spring break, his parents say that the beach should be closed.
But imagine the kid going back to Minnesota.
Oh, my God.
Hey, what'd you do on spring break?
Look,
I battled a shark.
You take a look at my shoulder, man. That's how he talks at 9, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's a strange way to talk.
So we're talking about whether or not you had ever been eaten by an animal.
Correct.
Bitten by an animal.
Right.
Oh, I see. You want to start this. I gotcha.
Foo Fighters on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Yeah, you know, Dave actually called in when that song was brand new.
Oh,
we were talking
right?
about it on the air, and I forgot to ask him, and I really wanted to, if he wrote that right after Game of Thrones, when she had to walk back to the castle, and they were all saying, shame, shame.
Interesting.
I figured the timing was probably about right for that, but I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So, Dave!
Which one of us had the opportunity to ask him? I'm sorry. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. That is it for me and Sluggo.
Yeah, we're going to do a little mini spring break. I'm going to not come in tomorrow. What about you?
I have a one-day spring break planned as well.
It's 2021. That's all you get these days.
Right?
One day of vacation.
You just got to sneak it in when you can.
So that'll be the worst of tomorrow, and no contest. We'll be back on Thursday to play with you. I'm off to pet the kitty.
I do a podcast I'd like you to check out.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't mind.
Great news.
With Kevin and Mike.
Nice.
Just look for that on YouTube, and peace out.
It was on this day in rock in 1964 when John Lennon's Book of Verse and Rhyme in His Own Words was published in the UK. It was on this day in rock in 1988 when Mick Jagger performed his first solo gig in Japan 15 years after having been barred from the country due to prior drug convictions. It was on this day in rock in 2011 when Pete Townshend told Uncut Magazine that he regretted ever having formed the band The Who. Why would I have done differently? I would have never joined a band. I'm bad at creative collaboration. This day in rock.